You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The U.S. State Department has condemned Moscow's decision to expel 755 American diplomats from Russia in retaliation for new sanctions approved by the U.S. Congress. As Stefan Boss reports, the developments came while U.S. Vice President Mike Pence arrived in Estonia to reassure Eastern European allies who are concerned about Russia's military activities in the region.
The U.S. State Department has called Russia's decision to expel hundreds of American diplomats a regrettable and uncalled-for act. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the U.S. would have to cut its embassy and consulate staff in Russia by 755 by September 1st. Heard through an interpreter, President Putin made clear that the measure was in response to new sanctions approved by the U.S. Congress and sent to U.S. President Donald Trump to be signed into law.
More than 1,000 people, both diplomatic and technical staff, are currently working in Russia. 755 of them will have to stop their activities, and that's painful. America has taken a step to jeopardize U.S.-Russia relations, and the important thing is that that step wasn't triggered by anything.
The sanctions hit Russian President Putin and the oligarchs close to him by targeting Russian corruption, human rights abuses, and vital sectors of the Russian economy, including weapons sales and energy exports. Russia's retaliation came while U.S. Vice President Mike Pence arrived Sunday in Estonia for meetings with the leaders of three Baltic nations in northeastern Europe, the first stop of a four-day European tour. The vice president and his wife, Karen Pence, arrived in the Estonian capital, Tallinn, to begin the European tour that also includes stops in Georgia and Montenegro. Pence was scheduled to meet with the presidents of the Baltics, Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania on Monday. He made clear that Washington remains committed to the mutual defense of NATO allies, an important issue for the former Soviet republics that border Russia, as they have expressed concern about Russian military activities in the region.
Well, President Trump sent me to Eastern Europe with a very simple message. That is that America first doesn't mean America alone.
He was expected to also convey that message during his talks with leaders of Montenegro and Georgia, where U.S. and Georgian forces are currently holding massive military exercises. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.